This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Joy's International Women's Day event. My name is Trish Kerrin. I'm the Vice President of Joy. Next, we have Lana Wolf. A spoken word performer, Lana uses everyday experiences of life to understand herself and the world around her, creating performance poetry. So welcome, Lana.
Hi. So I'm going to do two poems today. The first one, I'm going to explore the connection between homophobia and internalised homophobia. And the second one's going to be a nice little funny poem. Dear butchers, I've always been drawn to you as a little girl crushing on you at school. I knew there was something special about you. As I grew, I became entranced by the songs of the Indigo Girls, Melissa Etheridge and K.D. Lang. Not butchers, all of them, but even then, before my body was grown enough to know what it craved, even then I felt your pull. I must confess, though I loved you, I also knew there was something other about you too. My friends would often say there's two of them as you walked by with your lover. Them. So I grew to think of you as a foreigner outside the us of my safe little prison. I could never be like you, I thought. I could never be a them. So as I grew, and it pains me to tell you, I actively othered you. I used butch as an adjective and a derogatory one of that, fearing that my similarities to you, my attraction to you, could be seen on the surface. I distanced myself. I even had a little phrase I would say in a deep, mocking voice. Oh, how ashamed I am now when I'll try on a piece of clothing that felt too masculine for me. I would say, this is a little much butch, announcing much with a long U sound. So it rhymed with butch. I only had to say those words, too much butch, and my friends would go into fits of laughter. That laughter wasn't you. I am so sorry, so very, very sorry. You see, this is what fear can do to a person. I, a sensitive and loving teenager at the time, wouldn't have dreamt of hurting anyone. Yet here I was, casually ripping apart an identity that felt too close to home, that made visible my most intimate and private feelings, and too afraid that I would become a them, I attacked you. But for all the wrongs I did to you, dear butchers, you have only shown me love in return. Thank you. Thank you for teaching me that all masculinity needn't be feared, needn't be male, needn't be misogynist. Thank you for wearing your love on your cuff-linked sleeve. Thank you for your bravery, your bruises and your buzz cuts. Thank you for standing up for me when big burly men try to intimidate me, for standing in front of me when those same burly men say they can screw the lesbian out of me. The world has not been kind to you, and for a time in my life I was a part of that. Thank you for giving me, for sharing my us's and them's, and for welcoming me home. But most of all, thank you for teaching me that there's no such thing as too much butch. So I'll just quickly do a really lighthearted, funny one, just to, you know, not be so serious. This is a love poem. All poets have to have a love poem. This is mine, and I'll give you a hint about what it's really about. It's also called the bicycle poem. I have a new love. It is not quite like any other love. It is a special kind of love. She makes me feel so exhilarated. My palms get all sweaty, my cheeks get all pink. Everyone can tell when I've been with her, and when I'm with her, oh my goodness, she makes me breathless. The sounds that escape from my lips, it's really quite embarrassing the way that she can make me moan. I first saw her one Saturday across the room, and I have to admit, I went over there specifically to check her out. Now, I'm not that kind of girl. I had no intention of simply taking her home with me, but you know what they say? what does a lesbian take on a second date? A U-Haul truck. It was exactly the same day, exactly the same place, exactly 1 week later that I saw her again, and this time we got to know each other a little better. Cruising the streets of Fitzroy together, and yes, she came home with me, but I have to let you know that we're travelling the same path together. The interesting thing is she's reminding me of my old loves, of my used-to-be loves, of my other special kinds of loves. The first was when I was 6 years old. I was a tomboy and she was just as adventurous as I was. We'd go to school together, ride home together, spend weekends together, cicada shell collecting and tadpole hunting. Boy, did I ring her bell. It was with her the first time I got dumped and I hurt all over. My second love, my teenage love, my other special kind of love, was when I was about 13. I thought she was so fandangled, sophisticated, she had been around the block a time or two before, with a boy nonetheless, but I didn't care because she took me places I had never been before. I used to make mixtapes for the times when we would hang out together. Yes, I was in love, just like I'm in love now, with my brand spanking new bicycle Hilda. I didn't know I was in love with my red BMX or my second-hand racer, but here I stand, out and proud. I have a new love. It is not quite like any other love. It is a special kind of love called Hilda. Thank you.
Thanks, Lana.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.